Welcome to all you who are visiting with us today, and coming on a nice day like this, welcome to everybody, and especially welcome Maggie Joyce. Maggie Joyce. Maggie's going to be confirmed during Mass today. I think we should give her a hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray quietly by ourselves. Open our hearts to the love of God. Amen. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You may be seated now.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him, and falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading for the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because God is love. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
You. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command, you love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. This is the weekend we have First Communion, tomorrow at the 10 o'clock Mass. And so we do something different. I read a little story to the kids, and I'm going to read a little story to you, because it probably doesn't hit the kids, but if it hits Mom and Dad, they can help it to the kids. So anyway, I'll just talk a little bit this after this is over. The name of this is "You Are Special" by Max Lucado. The Wemmicks were small, wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking the village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses, others had large eyes, some were tall, others were short, some wore hats, others wore coats. But all were made by the same carver, and all lived in the village. And all every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of golden star stickers and a box of gray dot stickers. Up and down the streets all over the city, people spent their days sticking stars or dots on one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, always got stars. But if the wood was rough for the painted ship, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump all over tall boxes. Still others knew big words or could sing pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else and get another star. Others, though, could do little. They got dots. Punchinello was one of these. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. And when he would try to explain why he fell, he would say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him even more dots. After a while, he had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid. He would do something dumb, such as forget his hat or step in the water, then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many gray dots that some people would come up and give him one for no reason at all. He deserves a lot of dots, the wooden people would agree with one another. He's not a good wooden person. And after a while, Punchinello believed them. I'm not a good Wemmick, he would say. A few times he went outside. He hung around other Wemmicks who had dots, lots of dots. He felt better around them. One day, he met a Wemmick who was unlike any he'd ever seen. She had no dots, nor stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers. It was just that the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots, so they'd run up and give her a star. They would fall off. Others looked down on her for having no stars, so they gave her a dot. But it wouldn't stay either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want anybody's marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it. That's easy, Lucia said. Every day I go see Eli. Eli? Yeah, Eli, the woodcarver. He sits in the workshop. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Why don't you go up and find out for yourself? Go up the hall, up the hill, he's there. And with that, the Wemmick, who had no stickers, turned and skipped away. But will he want to see me? Punchinello cried out. Lucia didn't hear her. So Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around, giving each other stars and dots. It's not right, he muttered to himself. He decided to go see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped down into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch out his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. A hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard. I'm not staying here. And he turned to leave. And he heard his name. Punchinello, how good to see you. Come, and let me have a look at you. Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman. You know my name? The little Wemmick asked. Of course I do. I made you. Eli stooped down and picked him up and set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully. He looked at the gray dots. Looks like you've been given some bad marks. I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard. Oh, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the other Wemmicks think. You don't? No. You shouldn't either. Who are they to give you stars or dots? They're Wemmicks just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think. And I think you're pretty special. Punchinello laughed. Me? Special? Why? I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you? Eli looked at Punchinello, put his hands on the small wooden shoulders, and spoke very slowly, because you're mine. Punchinello had never had anyone look at him like this, much less his maker. He didn't know what to say. Every day I've been hoping you'd come, Eli explained. I came because I met someone who had no marks, said Punchinello. I know, she told me about you. Why don't the stickers stay on her? The maker spoke softly, because she has decided that what I think is more important than what you they think. The stickers only stick if you let them. What? The stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers. I'm not sure I understand. Eli smiled. You will, but it takes some time. You've got a lot of marks. For now, just come to see me every day. Let me remind you how much I care. Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the ground. Remember, Eli said to the Wemmick as he walked out the door, you are special because I made you and I don't make mistakes. Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart he thought, I think he really means it. And when he did, a dot fell to the ground. God loves us, everyone. So nobody else matters what they think of us. Because to God, we're all beautiful and good and his kids. And I was just thinking of something. What we do, like in the story, we say things to people which they can feel bad, and they're hurt. Well, you look kind of stupid, you know. What's the matter with your hair? Different kinds of things. You see, whenever we do this, God, who loves us all, and God is the Savior for us, but God wants us to be part of that. And this means every time we say something mean, harmful to people, our part that God has given us to help the loves prosper and go around is blocked. Not as much as before. When I say something that hurt you, I pull away for my job. And we're all like that. Just be good to people. And that joins God in the salvation of the human race. And every time we say something good and thoughtful and helpful to someone, then my part is coming in and meshed in with God to bring happiness and peace to everyone. And so, you mothers and fathers, help your children feel that. That when they're good to others, they're helping God make us happy. And when we do things to hurt other people, We're blocking. We're making things more miserable and difficult for God. So the grace of God will come through everything. Think about it. What our children learn from us will be with them all their life, for good or for bad. Sometimes people are fortunate and they find someone or some situation to help them get over it. But it sticks. As I've told you before, I have met with people, older people, who were told when they were little that they were dumb and stupid. They can be 60 or 70 or 70 years old. And I know one who was very bright. He did math in her head. I have to get a pencil and add up or something like that. She just did it. She still thought she was stupid because she learned that at home. Do you see why being mom and dad is the biggest and most important job in the world? And the second most important job is people who teach people that they're good and valuable and they can learn. And Maggie Joyce is one of those. She teaches the fifth grade. That's why I've been so pleased to be able to work with her, because I know. And now there's going to be some other kids who know they're good and loved by God. Let's give Maggie a hand. Okay. I think we're about ready for confirmation, aren't we? The what? Oh, we got the creed, yeah. The Apostles' Creed.